Hello, sir.
Yeah, hey, I just have a quick question. And really, I just want to verify whether or not the treatment that, my friend was given is correct. So she's a young lady, and she told me that she had blood in her urine, and she hadn't had her period for 6 months. And I said, well, you need to go to the doctor. That's not normal. And so she went, and she sent me the paper that said that she has. It indicates polycystic ovaries. They did, I think it was an ultrasound. And so they gave her, basically it's called Althea. It's a birth control pill. I believe it has two female hormones in it. I don't remember. I looked at it. I looked it up, and I can't, a couple of weeks ago, and I can't quite remember. Anyway, dealing with hormones, I know that's a touchy subject, and that's one you very knowledgeable in, so I was going to ask your opinion.
Well, I'm puzzled. I'm just plain puzzled. And that is, they're trying to treat what with birth control pills? Polycystic ovarian syndrome? That's not even a standard treatment for polycystic ovarian syndrome. Does she happen to have some problem with her menstrual cycles too?
She did, yeah. Well, she had not had a period in about 6 months.
Oh, okay. Did anybody bother to measure whether her own body is making its own hormones?
I highly doubt that.
Okay, sir.
I have had over in my life bad experiences with doctors, and I've had to kind of go toe to toe with them until I won't go into it. I had a daughter almost die on me because of a doctor misdiagnosing it. And I told him, look, this is where the problem is. And he looked at it and he goes, oh, she needs an emergency surgery. And she literally had gangrene inside of her body. Anyway, so I don't trust doctors.
Sorry, sir. Okay, well, back to her. It's not unusual to have menstrual irregularities with polycystic ovarian syndrome, but no periods for 6 months. How old is she, roughly?
She's almost 21.
Oh, come on. Now, 21, we're supposed to be robustly having our menstrual cycles. Okay.
I think so, too.
So she hasn't had any for 6 months. All right. One of the things that's possible, and I'm not saying that's the case, but I'm saying it needs to be measured. Namely, if she has very low hormones for whatever reason, especially if the estrogens are low, vitamin A stimulates estrogen production. And there are other things that stimulate progesterone production, some botanicals particularly. Now, not only does she need her hormones, estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone for ladies, even though ladies have less testosterone than for men, but she needs all three measured. She also needs to possibly follow up on that if they're low with measurements of the hormones that come from the pituitary gland that stimulate the ovarian hormones. Because sometimes when we have low hormones, it's not really an ovary problem. It's a problem of the signaling from not coming from the pituitary to tell the ovaries to do their job. So what she really needs to be working with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to find out why the blink isn't she having menstrual periods. And the only thing that the birth control pills are going to do is, yes, they'll resume menstrual bleeding, but they also have artificial estrogens in them, so they raise the risk of other problems.
That's what I was concerned with. Okay.
We want to get her own estrogens going. She's certainly young enough. I'm sorry I interrupted you, sir. Go ahead.
No. You're the doctor. I'm sorry.
You go ahead.
So, no, I'm going to get too emotional. I don't trust doctors. I've gone toe-to-toe with at least three, if not four, doctors because, the same thing. They're going down the wrong road for somebody that should be healing. You know, I was given a medicine, and I got sick. I quit taking the medicine, and I talked to a doctor, and another doctor, I told him what had happened. He said, well, let's do a blood test. He goes, you have thalassemia. What they gave you was going to kill you.
dear.
That's why I quit taking it. Anyway, sorry, I get sidetracked easy. So she may be coming to this area then in a month or two. And I'll go ahead and contact your clinic and then see about getting those things checked. In the meantime, maybe, because the doctor that she is seeing had put her on 3 months worth of this pill, this birth control pill. And to me, it just kind of like, a, it, struck a chord. I was like, that doesn't sound right. But, I'm not a doctor. I don't know.
Well, if she does take the stuff, sir, I would recommend against it. That's just me, and I haven't seen everything on the case. Maybe there's something I'm missing. But if it's purely, I got polycystic ovarian syndrome, and I haven't had any periods, and then just giving the birth control pills for the periods, which doesn't address the polycystic ovarian syndrome, I think that's a bit irresponsible. There, for example, are studies on something you can find in all the health food stores that helps to improve ovulatory function for women with polycystic ovarian disease. And while we're at it, it reduces. Sometimes women with polycystic ovarian disease have too much testosterone and other estrogens, but not enough testosterone and other androgens. I said that wrong, but not enough estrogens. It reduces that problem. And just for the record, the stuff is this called this way. It's D, capital D, dash C-H-I-R-O, dash I-N-O-S-I-T-O-L. And what they did was give them 1,200.
I'm sorry. I lost you on the spelling, sir.
Yes, sir. D dash C.
Okay.
H-I-R-O.
I-R-O. Okay.
Dash inositol. I-N-O-S-I-T-O-L. It's a long name. No wonder you got lost. I would get lost, too. And they gave him 1,200 milligrams a day. It had improved several parameters of polycystic ovarian syndrome, including improved ovulatory function. Imagine that.
Cool. Did you say 100 milligrams a day?
No, they gave him 1,200 milligrams a day. So I think it comes in a 600 milligram capsule. It's quite safe stuff.
Okay. So basically, it's D-chiro inositol.
Yes, and that can be found in most health food stores, Toma Clinic Dispensary, compounding pharmacies, and it has no known adverse effects.
Okay, cool. Would I be prudent to go ahead and ask her to stop taking the hormones and set her up to start taking this for a period of time and give it a shot?
Well, again, I'd have to look at whatever the doctor was thinking in his records when he did this. But if it's purely, I have PCOS, I'm not having periods, here I have some birth control pills, I wouldn't take them. No way.
Okay. that's what I'm thinking. You know, she told me, too, she's starting, of course, now I knew there'd be a side effect because she started taking them just like, say, about a week ago. And so she's sleeping all the time and she's starting to put on weight, which is...
There you go.
I think we should, right?
Yep. Well, for some people, yes. Not everybody, but some people, yes.
Okay, sir. Well, I appreciate your input. I always enjoy listening to you.
Thank you, sir, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.